Right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and councillors, and to the ordinary meeting of Lachlan Shire Council on the 14th of December 2022. And first of all, before I start there, I think it was very remiss of me if I didn't mention that we've had the passing of our very dear councillor, Elaine Bendall, very, very sudden. And we had a funeral on Monday down at Talbajil. Very, very, very big turnout, and certainly showed what standing she had, not only in Talbajil, but I think also the representation from up here shows how we esteem we did held her in. And she certainly will be sadly missed, not only by us, but all by the family, most of all, I'd say, because she certainly was a rock for that family. And especially with during the eulogy with the grandchildren, what they said about her and that sort of thing, and how she went about her life with her grandchildren and her family and that sort of thing. And certainly is a very, very sad day for them for the rest of their life. And as for the community, they'll certainly miss her as a counsellor, because she was certainly one of those persons who was over all the issues that were there. And she was one of those ladies that would listen to people. And she'd follow everything up that she promised she'd do. And I think as the council staff would know, with the way Elaine operated, it's just sad that she was only councillor for approximately 3 years, and which is a shame, shame for us, and shame, as I said, for the community as well. But first of all, I'd like to ask everybody if they could be upstanding, please. I think it's very appropriate that we have a minute of silence for Elaine Bendall. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like, seeing it's such an important thing, as anybody else would like to say anything on behalf of council for Elaine.
Yeah, can I, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, certainly can, Councillor Brady.
Okay, I've first had anything to do with Councillor Bendall or Elaine when I was running for council. Back in 2019, because at that stage, as we know, Max Frankel had died, and John Ridley had to retire because of ill health. So it meant that it had to be a double by-election, and that by-election was held back a little bit, because at the beginning, John hadn't retired, but then he did. So they, that was the first time I actually ever met Wayne. I had actually met her a few times before, when we Rotarians used to go out and take our jumping castle out there. I ran into her out there as well, because she was tied up, as we know, so much in Talbajil. I found that she was quite a nice lady to work with, and I didn't always agree with everything she said, and she didn't, I know, didn't agree with everything I said, but we always find common ground amongst, and occasionally I'd ring her and talk to her, and I just found that yes, she was a good representative for Talbajil and that area, even though D Ward does go from Busby Street all the way down to the Shire boundary at Carrickville. But it's very important that people out in those areas get good representation. And over the many years that I've been on council, the D Ward has always had good representation by their councillors. And and she was one who took up that mantle quite well and ran with it and done a great job for Tumbageal. And when I spoke to Warren, I said, she's the rock of your organisation. And he said, yes, she is, and it's going to be very hard to take her place. And it will be. And it was such a shock when Greg rang me on the Saturday morning. I was away, feeling very bloody crook with COVID. And Greg rang and told me what had happened. And it really shook me to think that person who always seemed to be quite fit and healthy die so quickly. So to Warren and to his family, I'm going to just pass on my condolences of our councillor.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Brady. Appreciate that. Anybody else would like to mention anything? Councillor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to basically concur with your remarks regarding Elaine. I always found Elaine for the short time that she was here, that she really grew into the role with time, and she became the epitome of what a good councillor should be. She had respect for everybody, all us councillors and staff. That was palpable in huge amounts. But also she seemed to have great respect for the institution of local government. And that's what I really thought was pleasing to see, because so many times that is lacking in so many areas of government, and the local government's not alone. And I think Elaine really, really did respect that role. And she showed that in her dedication to the local community of Tully. And she'll be sorely missed there, as her previous predecessor was a great advocate for Tullabajil, Max Frankel. And he was a big loss at the time. And Elaine stepped very well into his shoes. And she's going to be sorely missed, not only by Tullabajil, but obviously condolences to the family and Warren and children and grandchildren. It's a huge loss. It's something that it's just, you know, what else do you say? How do you replace someone of that ilk? She was taken well before her time. As I say, she was the role that she was fulfilling was, to me, she was just getting better and better as time went along. And it's just so sad. I was so shocked to find out. I just didn't know how to respond, and I still don't know how to respond. And I'll have to finish now because I'm going to start getting teary. So thank you, Elaine, for all the work that you've done. And I hope, you know, someone can fill her shoes, tell us what Elaine was doing at the time. And I respect her greatly and always will do as long as I live. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Anybody else wants to say anything? Good. Oh, sorry, Melissa. Councillor Rees.
I suppose my fellow councillors have already sort of touched on that. I was lucky enough to know Elaine as well from her education role when she was the assistant principal of Tully Central School. And I sort of got to know, I guess, the side of her that we saw here as a councillor, her compassion and her drive to ensure everyone's needs were met and supported to achieve their best, which I think she had that as a teacher as well as a councillor. So I learned, got the pleasure of working with her, I guess, in two aspects of my life and have felt I've benefited from that also. So, yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Rees. Appreciate that. All right.
Now, first of all, maybe I could have done this first, but the webcasting, please note that today's meeting, confidential sessions are being recorded, will be placed on Council's website. And all in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Council takes all care when maintaining privacy. However, members of the public gallery and those addressing council should be aware that you may be recorded. Acknowledgement to country and its elders. I didn't actually be pointed.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harris.
I acknowledge that I'm meeting with you today from the lands of the Wiradjuri people. I also acknowledge traditional custodians of the various lands on which you all work today, and pay respects to elders past and present and emerging, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal people joining us today.
Thank you, Councillor Harris, for that acknowledgement. Our confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting, the 23rd of November 2020.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
I'll second.
Harris, Councillor Brady.
I'm free, Mr. Mayor. After we do the
Do that too, yeah. All those in favour?
Aye.
Have to do that. I'm going to go back to item three. Was apologies and requests for leave of absence. And we've got Megan Mortimer. She's asked for a leave of absence. Requests. And Paul Councillor Phillips, the Deputy Mayor, will be 10 minutes late. He's apparently his.
He's sure he's on Zoom now.
Oh, he's on there. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Johnny. No, my apologies to everybody.
Zoomed and muted at the same time.
Cheers, well, mate. Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks, Councillor Brady. Second up.
Yep.
Councillor Harris. Just to reverse the order. All those in favour?
All right.
Heads, that is carried. Now, page 20, Merrill Minute. Merrill Minute for the Central New South Wales Jobs Organisation meeting held on the 22nd November. Would someone like to move the recommendation?
Move that way, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Harris, second that.
Yep.
Councillor Carter. Any questions? I didn't actually attend that one. It was only the General Manager.
Councillor Phillips.
Oh, Councillor Phillips, that's right. He Zoomed it.
Yes.
He Zoomed it because that's the way the meeting was. And I thank you for that, Councillor Phillips, especially at late notice to Zoom in on that meeting. So, you want to make any comments, Councillor Phillips?
The pleasure is all mine, John. Thank you.
You can't. He's muted.
Hang on.
All right. All those in favour?
Aye.
Paul, unmute yourself. Where's his daughter? You there, Paul?
Johnny, you should have me now.
He's in spirit.
We can hear him. We can hear him online.
I might get comment from you later once he sorts out the technology. Right, all those in favour? Those against? We got
the volume turned up. Maybe he is.
No, we've got Councillor Harris ringing now that serving work him out.
Hey, the volume looks down. That's right, down.
Yeah, but that's...
Right. We'll move along. All those in favour? Those against, so it's carried.
Because it looks like the volume is on mute as well, down on the bottom blue toolbar.
Page 21, 5.2, the Mayor Minute meeting function.
There he is.
There's the recommendation of the meetings that was attended in that period only 2 weeks.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I've got to find. I've got to wait till I get to the page.
Did I get a move from a second?
Yep,
move. Harrison, second, Councillor Roos. Yep, you can speak now, Councillor Brady.
Okay, just wait a second. I get where it is.
Thank you.
Okay, second Lord Mayor of Minutes. The visit by the Premier on the 30th.
Yep.
Didn't he come on the 25th? And it's got on here the 30th or the 11th.
The Friday.
It was the Friday. Was the 25th. I can assure you, it was the 25th.
Anyway, go on.
Well, it's got here. It's got the wrong day. The other part about it was
The Friday was the. Yeah, you're right. Friday's the 25th. That's correct.
Well, okay. Technical change.
I happened to be driving down the street in Condo, and after being to a funeral of one of our respected long-term people of Condo, one of their grandchildren and son. And when I got down to Happy Days, I ran into our federal local member. And that was the first I knew that we'd had the Premier coming to Condo. Was there a reason why councils weren't informed?
The only reason I can give is because when I was told, which was late on Wednesday night, that I had to keep it confidential.
Well, that's okay, Mr. Mayor. I can understand that. But when 2GB and a bloke called Ben Fordham is talking to the Premier and he's saying he's going to Condobolin, I find that difficult to believe that it should have been kept quiet then if, you know, all these people I know about it, the councillors don't. And I just found that a bit disrespectful to the councillors that they weren't given a message on Friday morning saying the Premier's coming to town.
Yeah, I know. I do take that on board because I was told to be confidential. And as the hours went by, it seemed like more people knew about it than anybody else did. And because I was from her, the EA, she basically said, "Don't tell anybody, just keep it confidential." So I just did that. And then when I got down to the SES, there was more people down there that knew about it than I did.
That's what I'm getting at. Well, everyone knew about it, but people who had their representatives in the floodwater had no idea that it was happening and that the Premier was coming to town. It wasn't only the Premier, it was Steph Cook. The Minister was coming to town and whoever else in the entourage. And Mark said to me, I can't go down the street. There's that many in that bloody entourage. I would never get a fee. So he came to Happy Days. But I was very bloody annoyed, actually, to think that we were not respected enough to be told that the Premier was coming to Conda. And I just thought that, you know, and only would have taken a message on Friday morning, you know, the Premier will be in town. Because, you know, he is supposed to represent New South Wales, right, not just represent the SES, the RFS, and what other organisation was in town. And to also, you know, these are our people, and we weren't getting represented.
I was only going on what I was told, and I think in hindsight now, if I know what I know now, I don't think there'd be any doubt that I would let them all councillors know. But I think I did let them know on Wednesday that I knew Mark Colton was coming because he was doing a swing around this way to come here. But, yeah, like it was, like after that.
An email about Steph Cook?
Did I get an email?
I thought we had an email that the Emergency Services Minister was coming and that's her.
He had about three goes of getting here.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just read my email because when I saw the people, I went, oh, that must be her.
That week, I think I talked to Steph nearly every day.
Yeah.
She was trying to, because Roy Butler too, he was the one that actually was trying to organise as well.
Roy was in town as well.
And well, he, yeah, like the part.
I was just a bit put off.
No, I don't blame it. And the thing is, I just, in hindsight now, what I know now, I wouldn't have, I'd made sure everybody, I was only doing what I was told.
Yeah, okay. But as I said, as far as I'm concerned, it was a fairly poor on their part. To expect that people
and maybe
who are representing the people who are, you know, and like I've been out driving around in a few of these places, and yesterday up the North Forbes Road for the first time since the flood, and I've never seen water ever go to places where it's been, and the damage done to the road and people driving on them, they shouldn't have been, have damaged it more, but but I can't get any assistance. The people who are not in the water can. That to me is wrong.
There's another subject altogether.
I know, but that's wrong.
Appreciate your thought. Thanks, Councillor. And also this morning, I'd like just to add to this list that we had another meeting with the Western New South Wales LHD. Found a knot from Amelia Haig. Just wanted to note that. It was just about medical services in. Mainly in the accommodation side of Tottenham is what we were talking to them about, because we've got the house up there. So that's going to be an ongoing conversation as we go along. All right.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Could I just ask one question on your meetings? Talking about medical, how are things going with the collaborative care? I noticed you had a meeting to do with that.
The overarching collaborative care. Was it last week? Was the first one because we had two. I missed the first one, and went into the second with Esther, and it was the quickest hour I think we've ever had. And what they're trying to the parameters of what how they're going, but now they're going to form another small committee to actually look into staffing and that sort of thing of primary care and health services, trying to get some numbers to what actually is happening or staffing, doctors, people who are actually visiting these, find work out what direction they go into, how to, you know, increase the staffing situation and the doctors and that sort of thing, and how we actually is going to be delivered. And I suppose this collaborative care was arching group is supposed to come up with decisions by June 23, but now they've extended to June 24. So don't expect an answer real quick on what's happening. So, and also we've been invited to actually be on that committee and a committee to actually start doing the figure work and that sort of thing right around the three councils, which Forbes and hence. So who'll put their hands up, so we'll just see what happens there. I'm going to find it pretty hard to put my hand up for that one, but quite happy to stay on the committee.
So does that mean that we've got to do a fair bit of YouTube sort of stuff, DIY medicine?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Dave, what, another couple of years?
Yeah. Well, there is things happening, but it all comes back to one thing, even after the meeting today, it's called money. It's money. Yeah, like it doesn't matter whether you're trying to get the doctors or whether it's accommodation or whether it's just money to provide the service. Just got to work out how they're going to do it in a productive way.
It's called increase the Medicare levy.
Oh, yes.
Share the burden across the entire country.
Wait, everybody's getting out of Medicare.
All right, Mr. Mayor.
Those in favour of that? Those against? Carried to page 22, 5.3, mayoral minute for December. As you can see there, I've been avail and the visit by the Premier and also the Chief Federal, which was a very successful. And at the time of writing, I didn't actually get the Rotary one in, which I heard that was very, very successful as well.
It was.
I'd like to move the recommendation.
Move that way.
Mr. Harris, Councillor Brady. Further questions on that? All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against, and that is carried.
Mr. Mayor, but before we do go any further, can I just, I don't know if people realise, but there was an ex-mayor of Wedandye last week.
Morris.
Yeah, Mo Simpson. And Mo Simpson I knew before I became a councillor, because a Rotarian, and he was a Rotarian. And he was a very good bloke, and he would always help and work with Lachlan in a lot that we did. And I just thought we also should have some vote of condolence for him as well.
No, I totally agree with that. Just make a note of that, we've recognised Mo, because I didn't know Mo, especially with him in the RFS. Share of that for quite a while.
Yep.
And I do pay my respects. So I think he was 89, I think.
Rightly. Yeah, he would have been a fair age.
Character in his own right.
He was raised.
Yeah. For that, Councillor Brady. Right now to page 23, I'd just like to ask Councillor if we could move to suspend.
I'll move that we suspend the
public forum and take into note the stuff.
I'll second that.
I've moved Councillor Brady, second Councillor Harris. We suspend the meeting for the public forum thing. All those against? Are those against? That's four?
Yes.
Those against? That is carried. Now, the first public forum for the Festival of Lakes for 23. Right, we're out. We just got to get, we do wait one person in the public forum, in the public, and we'll be just sitting in the thing. Yes. Make sure he comes back. Right, well, we're back in session, and we are recording now. So the next item is disclosure of interest, and I have two people with disclosure of interest. The first one was Dennis Brady, was the Rotary Club of Cadogan, and the second was mentions Willoughbyn Portsep, the manager is my brother-in-law.
And
I didn't know that before me. I forgot about it.
You can fill that out, Councillor Carter. Yes. Item in class.
Right. Councillor Carter with an item that's in close there, so he'll fill out the paperwork as we go along there.
Sorry about that.
Page 24. Read and note. Would someone like to?
I've just got a question.
Sports. Yeah,
before we move. In the read and note section, that's fine, but then we get to infrastructure services at 9.4.
Yes.
And it says, is that meant to be in that one?
Apologies.
I've got a question. That's all. That's why I wanted to bring that up. Thank you.
So the read note, does it?
It's not in the reading note. It's set down as 9.4, but it is a reading note.
Leave it at 9.4. Right. Normally, it would have been in the reading.
Right. Just,
I've got a, so do we just leave it until we
just leave it? Leave it. Leave it until we get there.
Cool. Thank you.
Just want, with the reading note, does anybody want any of those items pulled out? If not, so I'd like to move that reading note section.
I'll move that way.
Second. Have a second to Councillor Carter. Right. Yeah, all those in favour?
Yep.
That is carried. Now to page 46. I think will be the general managers. Oh, 66. Yes, 9.1. 46, general managers. The first one is 9.1, Lochinshire.
Move the recommendation.
Councillor Harris, Councillor Phillips. Thank you. For the recommendation. Although, any questions on that? Code of conduct? You're all behaving yourselves? You're all happy?
It may as well be councillors at a meeting practice.
Yep. Yes, we've got it all under control. Right, if there's no questions, all those in favour?
Yeah.
Those against? Those carried? Right, the next, and that's the general manager's report.
Next busy month.
Very busy month. 2 weeks you had to get that together. Right, 9.2 now is corporate services to Karen, page 48. Someone in the statement of business of
F. Who's the recommendation?
That's Councillor Harris, seconded.
Seconded.
Councillor Bartholomew. Any questions on the ethics? No questions on the ethics. All those in favour?
Yeah.
Both against? That is carried. Right now to page 51. Donations, 9.2. Someone like to move
the recommendation.
Councillor Harris, second up.
I'll second them, mate.
Thank you, Councillor Phillips. Any questions on the right? What have we got? Donations.
Might want to get a mover for each one.
Yeah, we might just go through each one. So, test cross memorial team penning donation received. Would someone like to?
I'll move that recommendation.
Second to Councillor Harris, second
that amount.
Second to second up.
Yeah, okay.
Councillor Brady, no more questions on that.
Just one question. Just one. I have one question on that.
You certainly have.
Just the GST component, is that, I presume it's on council owned land where it's being held, the team penning. Do we, who's paying the account? Is it, will it be the team penning? What's the name, Frankel or council? I'm just wondering whether there's an opportunity
to the account.
Get a refund of the GST.
He's already paid the account. And he hasn't. I put it the way it's read, the brand was going to be. Okay. Not paid the account.
I can answer that. So I guess it could go either way. If council chooses to make a donation, we could pay the supplier directly on behalf of the organisation. Given that at the time of writing of the report, that the actual organisation itself didn't have a bank account,
using an ABN, though.
She did say we could potentially pay it to her directly, but we couldn't do that. So just know that. So there are options. We can do either.
It's also retrospective.
Yes, it's retrospective.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All those in favour? Those aye. Carried on that report. Now the Tottenham Welfare Council.
Yeah.
Seconded.
Move Councillor Brady. Seconded Councillor Phillips.
Yes.
Just want to, before we actually make this happen, this festival, which was going to be held in 4th of March, and because it's a pivotal to grant funding for the events, and the sort of, which is, I think it's been announced, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's been announced, and the council, the welfare council here are actually asking for another $1,000, but I think it might actually put the funding maybe into jeopardy. I'm just wondering whether maybe that $1,000, because the idea of the festival is to actually even so make money. And that sort of thing to actually help refurbish the units,
yeah.
Eight units at the top of there.
Yeah, but I was thankful.
Maybe that $1,000 could go instead of going to the festival, just go straight to the Welfare Council for that refurbishment. Do you want to add to that?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I don't know if I can really add to it. It's just the terms of the grant funding for the events don't permit it to make a profit, and it would be cleaner if council made a donation directly towards the upgrade of the units.
Well, sure. I'll do it that way, $1,000 for the upgrade.
We need to move that.
Yeah, I'll move that.
I've got a mover and seconder.
Yeah.
I just wanted to explain to you what.
Yeah, okay. No, that's all right.
But there's no more further questions. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? That is carried. Right, the next one, the NAIDOC Week, Corey Kids provided for the 2023 a donation of $450 be.
Well, we've been doing everything here for quite a while.
I've got a question on
I'll move it.
You'll move it? Seconder? Councillor Carter?
I have a question on it. Just wondering if that $400 comes out of our pool for NAIDOC Week donations that we had? Or does this come out of the general donations pool?
It could come out of either. Generally, I would say NAIDOC Week initially, but if council wish to have it directly from their managers, like their elected members donation fund, you could do that.
I just feel that we only provided, nominal donations to the local community events out of our NAIDOC one, yet we're giving $450 to a national external agency to send out some posters that they say go to each school. And I don't know, in terms of how many entries they're getting from our Shire, if the donation towards NAIDOC Week activities could potentially be utilised by local organisations, maybe to run their own colouring in competitions and things like that. That's just a question on that. I don't know if we could get some more information around how many of our local schools did enter it, and maybe carry this one over to the next meeting to work out whether we'd be better off suited putting that money back into the local community's NAIDOC funds.
Can I just answer that? In the list of schools, the school like a Jolly Cove was successful in getting a prize. Condo had a school here, got a prize. So there were schools in the area that did get actual prizes.
Oh, no, I'm aware that there was a winner at the Catholic Primary School in Lake Angelico last year, but I'm more how many entries are being received, and if it's something that 450 is a significant amount when the budget was, this is about $2,000 last year, so we're talking a quarter of our total NAIDOC Day budget. I feel like a colouring in competition for school children run by a national agency potentially could be better utilised in local communities to run events. That's just my way of thinking. If it's a quarter of our total NAIDOC Day budget, I think that's probably a bit too much to ask. I'm all for supporting NAIDOC Week activities.
I agree with you.
Right. Thank you, Judith.
Sorry.
Councillor Roos has suggested we get some more information before this to the centre.
Yeah, I just wanted to see participation rates. I do know that the Lake Kid won it last year. Who's all for supporting it? It's just that it's a quarter of our total NAIDOC Week budget.
Councillor Brady and Carter, you happy with that? We've gathered more information to make on this request.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't mind.
Yeah. Happy with that?
I thought we
would. Actually,
as I said, the two schools, I know that St. Joseph's here and the one in Lake Angelico both entered and both got prizes. and so, you know, there must be others. The other schools, and when you go through that list of schools, there's quite a lot of schools. I know what you're saying. I'm getting what you're meaning. That, you know, a quarter of the budget's going on just for one. So, yeah, I don't mind if you find more information, if we can get more information. I don't know. Councillor Carter.
That's fine, yeah.
But that's as far as
Right now, Tullabajil Swimming Pool Committee. Would someone
move that, Mr. Mayor?
Brady, seconded.
Seconded.
Councillor Harris. Any questions on that? Yep.
Is Tully's tree up?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I haven't been able to get to Tully to see if the tree's up in the park.
We saw it on Monday and it looked fantastic.
Monday, yeah.
Got it. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right. Against those carried. That's about it, is it? Questions about the spreadsheet? All right, moving on to page 54. Thank you, Karen. Rice. 3, environmental, tourism, economic development. Lachlanshire local approval policy. Would someone like to move the recommended?
That way, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Harris, Councillor.
Taking it, Mayor.
Phillips, thank you. Deputy Mayor. All right, any questions on the local shire approval policy? Yeah, right.
All good.
As written. All right, all those in favour? As against? And that is carried. Right to page 57. Geez, you've got that quick. 9.4, 57, infrastructure services, roadworks monthly update for
November. I move it, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor
Second
Harris,
it.
Councillor Phillips. Any questions on the roadworks?
I have a question.
Got a question for Melissa? Give us your question.
As we all know, with the flooding and rain, our road network has been severely damaged. In a press release, the mayor hinted at it could cost us up to $25 million to repair some of that or get it back to some sort of good condition. The state government has offered roughly $1.8 million to our council towards that total. My question is, are there any other opportunities for us to get funding towards funding, or are we going to have to use $1.8 million to fix a $25 million problem?
I might go to Adrian in that one because I think he might be able to answer that. Adrian, he's on sitting in a car somewhere by Lewis.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. The natural disaster process requires data to be collected on the damage of the roads, and then that's submitted to the state and federal government for approval, and then they go through according to their guidelines and approve or decline the damage sustained during the flooding or storm event. So it will not just be $1.8 million to fix $20-odd million worth of works. There will be more funding coming. But we will apply for more funding, I should say that.
And I also got to say that, you know, like we are still doing a lot of advocacy, you know, through that, through the CMA, through the joint organisation. And as Adrian said, I think the natural disaster is one. Because we're not actually looking at 1 year to do this. I think we might be looking at 5 or 6 years to actually, you know, work our way through that. And that funding, you know, like there's different funding streams as the years go by too. So and unless we've done all our homework and got exactly know what we're doing, and the costing, like that's one thing I think is right out of the realm. We've got no idea, but we know we've got a big job in front of us, and then it comes back to staffing, and having the staff and everything can greater drivers to do the work. General Manager, you'd like to make comment?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just in relation to staffing, you may have noticed in the report there was a paragraph in there that we've engaged Shepherd Road Services to assist us to do the damage assessment and quantify the value. That's permissible expenditure under the terms of the natural disaster funding, so it can be claimed back, and the purpose of that engagement is to expedite the assessment and try and get our claim in as quickly as possible.
$150K that's here for the consultant is coming out of, not out of us, it's coming out of other funding.
It'll be repaid out of the natural disaster funding, yes.
It'll go into the application.
Okay. And do we need consultants to do this, do we? I would have thought they would have been able to, wouldn't take much to see how many roads were damaged.
Almost every road's damaged, but what we have to do is quantify the damage and put a dollar figure to it. Right. And the company that we've engaged, we have a long history of using their services to do a road assessment of our network. So they've got very good data of the conditions prior to the flood. Versus the condition that they're in now, and using the technology they have, will be quickly able to produce a pretty accurate determination on what that value is.
Yeah, I don't disagree. That's good. I think you can do that because it's no doubt the amount of damage we've had done astronomical.
Any question, Councillor Harris? You got a question?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just on that point. I think it'd be good if you could get some more information out there to the general public regarding the processes involved in having to assess all this damage, because there's a lot of people I've been speaking to at the moment don't understand why there's not a lot more work going to be happening. And I keep trying to explain all this has got to be assessed and it's all going to take time, and there's going to be, as you just said, a long lag time to look at getting this work done. So I think it'd be nice if we could somehow rather inform the public a bit more about the processes and the time involved in doing all this, so that they get a better understanding of what actually really is involved financially and the processes. And also I'd like to congratulate Adrian on managing to find one bit of decent road for his city's vehicle on. Amazing.
So we can
giving it all.
So we can
going up and down, side to side.
Too rough.
That's why he stopped.
I'm parked on the side of the road. Yeah.
In the bog.
On the side of the road.
Am I able to ask another question?
You certainly are, Councillor.
So will the sorry.
Yep, Tom.
Yep. With the assessment phase, is it going to be done in stages or is it just going to be one whole assessment? And if that's the case, won't that take longer? Like, could we just prioritise certain sections that really, really need and get it done, or does it have to be done as a whole?
With that one, Adrian?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Councillor, it is done in multiple stages. So our first priority is to restore access on roads that have been severely damaged. So that's not the complete repair. It's just merely making it trafficable. And that is being done now as we speak. And we've got all the crews that we've got and all the resources we've got out working on that. Shepherd Services will do the complete network run through December, and that'll be the larger data collection to move it from the temporarily restored road back to its previous condition. So yes, multiple stages.
I've got another question too, but if anyone else does, I'll wait.
Off you go.
This question's to do with the Murray crossing. Is it actually open to light traffic or just local traffic only? Because I've been told that trucks have been moving barricades. Is that true?
Yes, we're trying to keep it open to local traffic only, four-wheel drives. And we're trying to keep the heavy vehicles off it until the water gets down so that access can be restored quicker and can be kept. It is quite difficult to keep some heavy vehicles off. It is frustrating that they continue to cause damage to the roads when we're trying to keep it open for locals. But it's just a battle that we have to continually fight, I think. We're working on the Murray today and we'll hopefully have it open to all traffic. We're hopeful by the end of the week.
So that's that question you're about to ask, wasn't it?
Yeah. So at this point in time, it's just open to local traffic only, not light vehicles, every other light vehicle, because I think there's a misunderstanding out there that it's open to all traffic, all light traffic.
The road signs on the edge of our shire boundary and the VMS boards, I thought would have made it quite clear that there's no through traffic permitted and it's for locals only. Our roads report and our website still say that it's closed, but we are allowing local traffic through.
That covers that. All right. Also, Adrian, I'd just like to congratulate you and your staff on the road reports you put out every day and twice a day.
Unless there's a change.
Unless there's no change, which I suppose, but the thing is, it's always on Facebook. It's always out there. I know sometimes you feel like you're not getting through to some people, but I think the extensive report there, it's fantastic the way you've kept that up, and I congratulate you and your staff.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'll pass that on.
So, you want to say something? Can General Manager make a comment? I'll get to you, Paul.
Thanks, Johnny.
Can I just say something first, Mr. Mayor, please? I just say, look, with the road closure, look, there's been quite a few incidents with trucks going past and been moving barricades and getting around them, but speeding the local constabulary the other day is not a real deterrent when the fine's $300 and 2 points off their licence. That's apparently all the legal system allows. So, I mean, maybe we need to get in touch with the local area command or something to rather see what they can do about it, because at $300 and 2 points, I mean, it's cheaper for a truck to come through and take the risk for not really it is than to go around.
That's something in the wash-up of the whole episode, something should be brought up.
Every time we have one, that happens again.
Yeah. Well, General Manager, going to make a comment?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I just wanted to, in the formal council meeting, express my gratitude to Adrian for the job that he's done over the last 6 or 8 weeks. It's been exemplary, as has his team, Stephen Taylor, Mel Hoare. The work that they put in, the information they've disseminated, and some of the inquiries they've had to field, it's not been an easy job. And I just wanted to pass on to Councillor what a great job they have done.
Can I also extend my thanks to the crews that have had to go out there and take on the works?
That's all good. All right, Adrian, you've got all the accolades there, mate, and well deserved.
Won't be able to drive his vehicle home. It'd be too swollen.
Make an emergency call. All right. Where did I put that? I haven't heard one.
Yeah. Johnny.
Paul. I didn't forget you, mate. You know that.
Well, mate, you still start looking at the TV and not turning your left to your left anymore.
Well, I'm looking to the left now. There's nobody there.
Hey, just one day. And I know, and I don't want to upset him at all either after all those accolades, but Aid, how's the Christmas break going to affect your staff re-roadworks?
The Christmas break, did you say?
Yes, mate, yeah. It's going to affect you dramatically or not so much?
I had a meeting with the overseas this morning and we're talking through that issue of staffing through Christmas, New Year's and into January. I won't go through the answer right now, but certainly want to continue to repair the worst of the damage as soon as we can, as the water recedes, whilst balancing the need for staff to spend time with family through the holidays. So there's a balance there.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. All right, there's no further questions to Adrian. All those in favour of that report?
Aye.
Yep.
Those against? I think they carried. That's the end of your report too. Thanks, Adrian. Right now to page 66, deputations. I don't know if we've got any deputations. Notice of motions, nil. Notice of rescission motions, and that was nil. And a delegate report for page 67, 13.1 Country Mayor's Meeting and Annual General Meeting. Would someone like to move that recommendation of that report?
I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Brady, Councillor Phillips is there. Bartholomew is seconder.
Ah, she got a name.
Questions on the CMA?
You've been elected again?
Oh, yeah. We're under a new president, the Mayor of Gunnedah, and certainly different to the Mayor of Clark. and we're all running because with the election coming up in March, we've got some roundtable meetings with opposition and sitting members coming up the election, and that's sort of happening in February, and they're certainly making some move there. We've only had, I think, all the people were re-elected except one, and we, because Ken Keith has gone into a past mayor, past president of the CMA. So that's something new that's going to come into the constitution, and so we elect one more in the mayor of Armidale, yeah. I'm just trying to think of his name now. Apparently, he's only been recently elected as mayor there too. So he come on. So that'll be. It seems like we've got a fairly good committee. So and I think it's going to be a very busy time actually, and that's what. He's going to make it busy, especially with the election, that sort of thing coming up, and trying to make sure that regional New South Wales get their voices heard. And of course, we've got our priorities and that sort of thing, whether it's health and water and roads. Well, roads is really the top one at the moment because of what's happened in the whole state. So,
can I just, nothing's not on yours, but delegate's report, and it's not really our MERC meeting was postponed, our annual general meeting, because of the flooding, and so it will be in February. What it could be this month, and it's been moved to February because of the flooding.
Oh, right.
Okay. All I can say. And we'll try and have another meeting in before February.
You're on the executive of that too, aren't you?
Hey?
You're on the executive of that.
I'm the executive of that, yeah.
for that report. So no questions on that report. All those in favour? Those against? That is carried. But moving along to page 68, correspondence. So would someone like to move the...
I move the recommendation.
Councillor Harris.
Second.
Second up.
Yes, Phillips. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Phillips. All right. Letters of condolences for Elaine Bendel, which was very, very nice received. So that they're there to be. I mean, if there's two, the allocation of. Do we need to move or just go through these?
No, just go through them.
Yeah. The allocation of rural firefighting fund, that's an ongoing issue. I don't think it's getting any closer, not getting any further away. Just don't know where that's going to go. You feel with the election coming up, there might be some sort of decision coming out of that, or for one party or another, it's sort of take it by the throat. So, yeah, that we all still get the feeling that it's a little cost shifting straight on the local government. But then we'll see how we go. The Mayor's voice to Parliament. You'll notice a letter in the attachments there, a call from the Western Sydney Mayor to put our name to the thing there. I'll just sort of put that into, unless anyone would like to respond to that.
Can I respond on that?
You certainly can.
Mr. Mayor, I think we should be supporting the voice to Parliament because Australia has never had a treaty with the Aboriginal people, and it's one of the few countries in the world under British control that we never, ever made a treaty with the local Indigenous people. Since this is going to be a way to partly come to making a movement towards recognition of the Aboriginal people of Australia, the first people of Australia, I think we should be supporting this and supporting it with a hell of a lot of help to try and get the voice up at a referendum. So if I can move, I move that this council support.
Yeah, I'll second that.
The voice.
The recommendation.
The voice.
It's the referendum. It is a recommendation.
Yep. I want to support the recommendation, and because I think it is very important that we do recognise Aboriginal people. Linda Burndy was the first Aboriginal woman to be elected to Parliament 20 years ago, the New South Wales Parliament, and now, as we know, she's a federal minister. So Aboriginal people have been making inroads into, but they still haven't been recognised. And I think recognition is well and truly overdue.
Dennis, any other questions? For or against? Nope. Judith? No. But the recommendation is that we support that. So, but if there's no further comments, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? I'd like to move us into closed session.
Yeah. Yep. I'll move. We go into closed session, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Brady, Councillor Harris. Those for, against, and that is carried. And
you know, we have an Australian.
Right up. About two. Please. Right up. We're just now
going to have to edit that piece out.
Okay. Bring out the recommendations that are happening in closed session. And the first one was 17.1 proposal enterprise register development. And that was moved by Councillor Harrison, seconded by Councillor Phillips. And the recommendation is that the Director of Corporate and Community Service report number R22-375 be received and noted to the proposal for Marsh to workshop and prepare the enterprise register to be accepted. And three, the additional cost of this project being $10,000 be funded from savings identified in the corporate services budget. And that was carried. And the next item was 17.2, write-off of debts, account receivable balances. And it was moved by Harris and seconded by Brady. that recommendation was the one that the Director of Corporate and Community Services report number R22394 be received and noted, and two, the council approved the write-off of the accounts receivable balance totaling $16,166.20 as presented, and that was carried. And the next report was 17.3, proposed debt recovery assessment number 1001925. And the mover was Councillor Phillips, the second Councillor Bartholomew. That the recommendation of the General Manager report number R22358 be received and noted. The Council note the proposed commencement of debt recovery action in accordance with the Council resolution number R2022-234 to recover all outstanding water consumption charges and interest in relation to the assessment 1001925, and that was carried. And next report was 17.4, the final audit management letter 22 and council rankings, and that was moved Councillor Brady, seconded Councillor Phillips. The recommendation that one, the Director of Corporate and Community Services report number R22-396 be received and noted, and two, the final audit management letter and this and associated comments for the financial year ended the 30th of June 2022 be noted, and that was carried. And the next report, 17.5, small market sites electricity contract, and it was moved Councillor Phillips, as seconded Councillor Bartholomew. The recommendation is that one, the Director of Environment, Tourism and Economic Development report number R22-409 be received and noted, and two, the council approved the transition to the New South Wales Government contract for small market electricity sites with Shell Energy from the 1st of January 2023 for a period of 2 to 2.5 years, and select the 10% green power. And three, the Mayor and the General Manager be authorised to sign the contract documents and affix the council seal, and that was carried. And that was the end of the closed session. And before we stop the recording, I'd just like to wish all the councillors and the staff a merry, merry Christmas, and that a part of leave. Christmas is only next end of next week, and that you all have some family time and enjoy a little break and enjoy what we got left of this year, and Merry Christmas and Healthy New Year. And I declare the meeting closed.